About 250 people filed into the Five Sullivan Brothers Convention Center, named for the now famous brothers who died together in combat in World War II. Surrounded by military memorabilia, many said it made them feel comfortable to be in this building talking about soldiers. Julie Balk and her husband drove an hour from West Union to be here in support of their 20-year-old son. With tears in her eyes, she says they're proud of his decision to be in the military, but they're also apprehensive because this is his first time overseas.
You know, we as parents, what are our responsibilities, obligations? I mean, obviously, he's still a young adult, but because he's a full-time student, he's on our health insurance. What happens to that? Insurance questions. How do we contact him? Do we have to go through Red Cross? Can he contact us? Just anything like that.
It's not the first deployment for Command Sergeant Major Craig Birdie of Cedar Falls. He's been in the military 24 years and has been out of the country several times. He says although it's difficult to leave his wife and five children, he has a plan that he believes helps lessen the heartache of his absence.
I talk about it with my children in terms of just missing a whole year. So one thing I've been able to talk to with my kids is that I'll miss a certain grade for my children, or I'll miss, and I think that kind of puts time in perspective for them. It makes them understand how long a year is. But I left before, deployed one other time for a year, and when my children were two and three, and they have no recollection of it at all.
More advice on how to cope came from Colonel Tom Staten, who conducted much of the meeting. He says family members should find someone with whom they can share their thoughts and concerns.
Families are always going to have things come up. We can't keep that from happening. I think what happens is, does the family, once something bad happens and their soldier is far away, do they know who to go for help? Can't force anybody to have a buddy, but it's a good idea.
2,800 members of the Iowa Army National Guard will be joined by 350 of their counterparts from Nebraska. The combat team will train at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, and Fort Irwin, California, before they leave for Afghanistan. The entire deployment, including training, is expected to last a year. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.